Nothing says Scotland like kilts, bagpipes, and haggis. Though most people here in the U.S. don't know what's in it, they tend to shudder when they hear about it. And the U.S. government doesn't seem to want Americans to eat it either. It's blocked imports of haggis for more than 40 years. And now the British government is making a diplomatic push to change that. Hardeep Singh Kohli is a Scottish chef and broadcaster. Okay, Hardeep, what is haggis?
What is haggis? Can one sum up such an institution of food in mere words? Haggis is beauty. Haggis is poetry. Haggis is delicious. Haggis is the entrails of animals, basically, in a stomach that's boiled and cooked and is delicious.
Okay, specifically what animals? Let's get down and dirty.
Well, I can get down with you. As for dirty, it's all very clean. Everything's boiled. It's what we call the pluck of an animal. So it's the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, mixed with grains. And the thing about haggis that's quite surprising is its spiciness. It's very peppery, and it tends to take people by surprise in that regard. I'm actually talking to you from a place called Soho House, where every year I organise the annual Burn Supper, and we serve a beautiful plate of haggis, and it's always the greatest entertainment, which is saying something in a room full of whiskey-addled Scots. The greatest entertainment is to watch virgins to the haggis as their face changes with delight.
But tell me, what if you describe for our listeners, what does haggis taste like? And what could you compare it to?
It's incomparable, is the truth. It has a beautiful texture in that everything's boiled and minced. So you have nuggets of flavour exploding across your tongue, mixed with oats. And it's the seasoning, really, that elevates it to another place. Very peppery. There's some exotic seasoning in there, too, in the more modern batches. No one really gives their secret away, but I suspect there may be cayenne pepper in some, a particular brand of celery salt in others. But
for those, it's also, perhaps, of course, quintessentially Scottish, so people celebrate it in Scotland. But your name, Hardeep Singh Kohli, doesn't sound very Scottish. What's your own background?
Well, interestingly, I am the microcosm of haggis myself. My heritage is from the northwest of India, the Punjab, the land of spice, the land of strong flavours and great food. And I'm from Scotland, grew up in Glasgow. And in a way, that is what haggis is. It's very Scottish ingredients with this twist of spice and flavour. Again, it's very interesting. There's a very famous Scottish dish called Balmoral chicken, which is a chicken breast stuffed with haggis, wrapped in parma ham, poached in white wine with garlic and cream. And that is your entry-level experience of haggis. It's not completely on the plate. It's part of another thing. Haggis is a marvellous accompaniment.
So I know haggis is Scotland's national dish, but how popular is it really?
It is actually surprisingly popular. It's all our fish and chip shops in Scotland will serve haggis. But increasingly, chefs across the United Kingdom and increasingly across Europe are discovering haggis as an ingredient that gives that punch of flavour and gives that punch of texture and can really, you know, I'm working on a recipe just now for haggis and hake. I think those go quite well together, and I'm just perfecting that in the next few weeks. So it's eaten more regularly than people know, and it's eaten more at home now than ever before.
Hardeep Singh Kohli is a Scottish chef and broadcaster. We've been speaking to him from London. Hardeep, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, and happy 4th of July when it comes.
Thank you.